Okay, good evening, everyone. In the past few shiurim, some of the past few shiurim, we have seen the importance in halacha of having kavana. And therefore, if a person needs to daven in a place where they're not able to have kavana, let's say they are on an airplane or a bus or a train, that if you stand when you daven, you know that you're not going to be able to have kavana, either because it's dangerous, and if a person's on an airplane and the fasten seatbelt sign is on, then for sure that's dangerous to stand up. Also, if a person realizes that people are staring at them, you know, I was once on an airplane. I flew down to Dallas a few years ago to spend a day with a certain male, and I had to, because of the timing, it worked out that I had to wear my talis and tefillin on the airplane, and I just felt that everybody was staring at me, especially the lady next to me, and it was very hard to have kavana. But if a person, sometimes if they sit, nobody will bother them and they won't be disturbed and they won't feel like people are staring at them. But if they stand, then they know that they're going to be distracted. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that it's better to daven sitting down on an airplane, a bus, or a train if they know when they stand they're not going to be able to have kavana. When a person needs to daven Shmona Esrei sitting down, they should keep their feet together. They should bow. They should try to stand when they bow. But again, if that causes a lack of kavana, then a person would not stand. They would stay seated. A person should have in mind that they're davening towards Hashem, because it's not necessarily facing Mizrach when they're on the bus, the train, or the airplane. But a person should have that in mind, that they're facing towards the Beis HaMikdash. For the three steps back, we're going to discuss Bez Hashem in a future shir. If a person's in a car and they're in control, then it's better to pull over, or by an airplane, that if they're going to arrive before the Zman Tefillah, which we discussed in a previous shir, then it's better to wait until they arrive to be able to daven. If a person is on a bus and they are davening, and then the bus comes to the person's stop, in the middle of Shmona Esrei, then in the middle of Shmona Esrei, they're on a bus or a train, and before they know it, they're at their bus stop or they're at their train stop. So what should they do? So a very interesting psak from Reb Chaim Kanevsky. Reb Chaim Kanevsky says that a person should get off the train, should get off the bus, because otherwise they won't be able to concentrate. I mean, that's just a fact. If a person misses his stop and they go continue to the next stop, there's no way they're going to be able to concentrate. So he says you could stop, you go off of the bus or the train, and then right at the bus stop or right at the train station, when you get out, you should daven, you should continue and daven the rest of the Shmona Esrei. Very interesting. You just get off, and then you continue the rest of the davening. So if you're by a bus stop and you see your friend come off the bus, and you say hello and they don't answer you, maybe it's because in the middle of Shmona Esrei. But that is a interesting case that could definitely happen to people who are traveling to work or something, to make sure that they're able to have the proper kavana. As we mentioned, preferably a person should stand during Shmona Esrei, and that is because tefillah is like a carbon, something that we mentioned the other night, that during a carbon, the kohenim had to stand. So when we serve, when you bring a carbon, you have to stand. So too by Shmona Esrei, preferably a person should stand. A person should not lean on something that if that object was removed, then the person would fall. It's probably more nogeya by men if they're leaning on a shtender, let's say, or a bima or an amud. But if that item would be removed, they would fall because they're putting too much of their pressure on it, then that's not good enough. And preferably, even if it wouldn't fall, the Mishnah Berurah says still that's not the proper aim of the yira, that's not the proper way to daven, leaning on something. You know, that's not the way we stand for Shmona Esrei in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But for sure, a person should not lean all of their strength on an object that if it would be removed, they would fall down. By Shmona Esrei, also, besides that we stand, we know that we stand with our feet together. This is based on a pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk in Yecheskel says, referring to the malachim, referring to angels, that viragleim regel yeshara, that their feet were one foot together. And when we daven Shmona Esrei, we want to be similar to the malachim, just like the malachim have only one foot. So we too try to symbolize the fact that we have only one foot. Now the question is, why do we try to be like malachim? So the Mishnah Berurah says that we want to be like the malachim because when we talk to the Shechina, we need to remove all connections to the guf, to the physical body, and to be like a malach, to be on a spiritual level, like we've mentioned in the previous shiurim, how special it is to be able to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and daven. So we want to symbolize that we are similar to a malach, similar to an angel, and then we make it as if we're like an angel, that we have only one foot. There's actually another halacha. Some people, they hold their hands together. The Rama brings that a person should hold their hands together. If they're holding a sitter, then they can't. But if the sitter is, let's say, on the table in front of them, then they hold their clasp, their hands together in a certain way, not that the fingers interlocking, but with the thumb inside the hand. Fine, that's an extra thing if, you know, if you want to, but that's also a type of to be together, be bound up together in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which really touches upon a second reason. There's really a second reason brought in the Rishayim why we want to be like a Malach, and that is that a person wants to show that they can't do anything without Hashem. They can't move. Their feet are together, or like we're saying, really this reason is based on this idea with the hands is based on the second reason, that a person is totally in control by Hashem. Hashem is in control of the person. So to symbolize the fact that a person is controlled by Hashem, we keep our feet together, and some people keep their hands together as well. That's a second reason why we keep our feet together. I actually saw in a sefer, in the Piskei Tshuvos, that really women do not need to try to be like malachim. It's for men that we try to symbolize to be like a malach. Women do not have that idea. But we have the second reason of not to be like a malach, but rather to show that Hashem is in control of us. So for that reason, the women stand with their feet together as well. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says that if someone is old or weak and they're not able to keep their feet together, it's painful, and then it will prevent kavana also. So then a person should just keep their feet as close as possible together, and not to stop move around, but they don't have to keep their feet all the way together if it is too difficult or if it is too painful for the person. Now, this idea that sometimes we are like a malach, there is something that the Sfarim tell us about a malach, about an angel. That a malach, the spiritual level that they are on, which of course is a very high spiritual level, but the spiritual level that an angel is on, they can never go up. They can never go up and they can never go down. They can't go higher and higher. Whereas an Adam, a person is a mahalach. A person is a goer. He goes up and he could go on higher levels spiritually by doing more mitzvos, by refraining from averos, from learning more Torah, to go higher and higher and to grow. And I know my Rosh Hashiva, Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, the Rosh Hashiva of the Mir, he used to tell us all the time, many, many times, I heard him say it many times, that a person is always going up, 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 or down, down, down. I mean, for some reason, he always used to say it three times, up, 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 or down, down, down. A person is never staying the same. If a person is working on themselves and going and working on their avodah to Hashem, then they're going up. If not, if they're just sitting back and relaxing, then they're going down, down, down. Okay, there's such a thing as relaxing in order to have koyach to serve Hashem. But a person is a mover. And it's interesting, the word malach is similar to the word melech. Melech is salt, mem lamed ches. And even though it's spelled differently, but it sounds similar, and we find that there is a similarity between words that sound alike. What's salt? Salt is a preservative. It keeps things as status quo. That's what salt is all about. So therefore, it's similar to a malach, that it always stays on the same level. We know by Sodom. Sodom was destroyed, and it was destroyed into salt. Lot's wife, that also when she turned around, she turned into a pillar of salt, specifically salt, because they were at the level where Hashem saw that they can't go higher anymore. They stooped to such a level that they weren't able to grow higher and higher. They weren't able to go up. So their punishment was specifically to turn into salt that doesn't go any higher, that keeps things at a status quo. We all know, anybody who's been to Yam HaMelech, which was the area of where Sodom was, the Gemara in Shabbos Kufches says that by Yam HaMelech, people float in the Yam HaMelech. They don't sink. They don't go lower. They don't go higher. It's something that, you know, some of you may have experienced yourselves, but a person floats in the Yam HaMelech. That's what salt does. Sodom was the opposite of Avram Avinu. Our introduction to Avram Avinu is Lech Lecha. Avram was a Lech Lecha. He was a goer. He was a mover. And that was our first introduction to Avram, that he is a Lech Lecha. And that is the idea when a person sponsors something for a yard site for somebody. Somebody, even a person, but if he's not alive anymore, how can they go higher and higher? That's it. Their life is over. They can't do any more mitzvos. But if somebody sponsors something for the schus of a yard site for somebody, or they make a bracha for the yard site, you know, people have yard sites, so they bring out food after davening to make a bracha for the schus of the schus li'ilu nishmas somebody, that brings a person, even after they are not alive, on a higher level, because their children or somebody else is doing Torah and mitzvos based on because of them, then even after a person is not alive anymore, so you would think they are similar to a malach, but no, a person who has descendants who keep the Torah and the mitzvos, and people who do something li'ilu nishmaso, so then that makes a person be able to go higher and higher. And that's something that we always have to keep in mind, that to always be on call to grow higher and higher in Avodas Hashem. Okay, everybody should have a good night.